With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Arkansas State University Singers and the Vocal Jazz and Contemporary A Cappella Ensembles will present their fall concert this Tuesday night at 7:30 in Fowler Center's Riceland Hall here on the ASU campus in Jonesboro. Joining me today to talk about this upcoming concert are Dr. Dale Miller, who directs the University Singers' Men's and Women's Choirs, and he's also Director of Choral Activities here at ASU Jonesboro. Also joining me today is Dr. Kyle Chandler, who is Music Education Coordinator and Assistant Director of Choral Activities. He leads the Vocal Jazz Ensembles Delta Vox and A-State Vox. Welcome both of you to KASU.
Thank you, Marty.
Good morning.
Dr. Chandler, let's start with you. Tell our listeners a little bit about the origins of the jazz ensembles, the jazz vocal ensembles that you lead here at Arkansas State University.
I arrived here 4 years ago, and in talking with Dr. Miller in the interview process, he highlighted one of the areas that we wanted to perhaps expand the vocal offerings, and one of those was in vocal jazz, given we live here in the Delta region, and jazz is near our heart here in this area of the country. It seemed to make a great fit. I have a background in jazz and specifically vocal jazz, so we began an ensemble that very first year and been having fun ever since.
And I understand you've recently expanded from one to two ensembles here at ASU.
We have. After that first year, it was very successful, and the following year we had more individuals auditioning for spots than what we had room. And so for the last couple of years, we've had to kind of turn some students away and felt bad about that. But this year was just, you know, even more so overflowing. So we found a solution to get two ensembles, and it's been great.
What are the differences between the two ensembles? Is one more advanced and one more for beginners? What separates the two?
Yeah. Well, this year in particular, it's more driven by schedules and when students' schedules can make. So both groups are relatively equal in ability. I think it's important to note that by and large, nearly all the students have first jazz experience, vocal jazz singing experience has occurred here at Arkansas State, as it's not a main staple in the schools here in Arkansas.
Well, that was going to be the next question I was going to ask you, is how many, if any, of the students have had vocal jazz experience. What's been the challenge in getting students who may have been exposed to a more traditional choir experience to begin to sing vocal jazz in an ensemble?
Yeah, well, there's been some challenges, but also some wonderful outgrowths. One of the challenges is that they're not accustomed to the genre, say the swing style of jazz, and so getting them to swing, you know, sing swung eighth notes has been really interesting and something that we need to continually work on. One advantage we've had is that we have several students who have sung in gospel choirs and that have some strong improvisatory skills, and we've been able to utilize that in some of our a cappella contemporary arrangements that the students do. You know, we'll get stuff and we'll lift it and we'll put our own little spin on it. And so in addition to being performers, they're also co-creators, and that's been a wonderful process to be a part of.
And you're going to demonstrate that technique, that improvisatory technique, on the concert, at least one of the numbers.
Yeah. Well, one of the groups will open up the vocal improv, so we're going to create a song on the spot. We'll kind of have an outline beforehand, a kind of idea, but we'll try and create that on the spot. And that can always be very scary, but when it goes well, it's really fun.
Well, that certainly fits into the jazz tradition then of the improvisation.
It does.
Dr. Miller, tell us a little bit about the ensembles that you'll be leading at this concert.
Well, I'm excited to be back conducting the University Singers Men's and Women's Choirs this year after a year of doing some interim administrative work and not getting to do that. We have a larger enrollment in the men's and women's choirs this year than we've had for the last several years. That's due, I think, to an increase in younger students that have come into ASU. They're interested in singing. Concert choir is large, and to be in concert choir, you have to be in two ensembles. And so your choices are men's choir, women's choir, vocal jazz, or chamber singers. And so we have about 35 men in men's choir and just a few less than that in the women's choir. And it's pretty common to have a treble-only choir in the public schools. In fact, some high schools only have a treble choir because they just don't have enough male enrollment. And so that's not that unusual for us to have that, but to have a male chorus like the ASU men's choir is sometimes a unique experience for these young singers that have come out of choral programs that, frankly, didn't have enough men in the program or not enough room in the school schedule to have a men's choir, you know, a dedicated male chorus. So I've had several students come up to me as we're preparing for this concert. You know, I've really never had a chance to be in a men's choir before. This is fun, you know. So we have a good time in the men's choir. We do some novelty pieces in the men's choir and in the women's choir. So we work hard, but we try to make it as enjoyable educational experiences if we can.
And obviously, this is going to be an enjoyable experience for audience members that night as well. I'm looking over the list of selections that each of you have chosen, and truly, there's going to be something for everyone and every taste. Just tell us a little bit about the wide range of music that will be presented at this concert.
You know, I think one of the strengths of the concert, of pairing the ensembles, is that the audience is going to get an eclectic mix. And I think that's wonderful. It is a great palate for the ear. I know from the vocal jazz popular idiom, we have songs ranging over several decades, hits, you know, popular hits from, you know, the present to the 90s, the 80s, you know, going back to Joe Cocker and, you know, You Are So Beautiful, made, you know, I think, written by a couple of the Beach Boy members, and he made it big in the mid-70s. So, yeah. You know, a nice variety of that, you know, style for the popular idiom.
Yeah, and, you know, the jazz spans over decades. Ours spans over centuries. We've got music of a Spanish composer. You know, we're looking forward to a concert tour in Spain in March of 2014. So we're already thinking about programming for that and fundraising for that. So we're doing a piece by Tomas Victoria with the women's choir that was written in the 16th century. And then we're doing another piece with the women's choir that was written by Eric Whitaker that was written 4 years ago. You know, so we have quite a span there. And then we have several different styles as well. I know the vocal jazz groups are doing some popular music, and the women are doing a piece that's been made popular by the singer Adele.
Dr. Chandler, one final question for you. With TV programs like The Sing-Off and the growing popularity of a cappella ensembles like mm-hmm. A Straight No Chaser, are you finding your style of vocal jazz becoming more popular in the general public, and are you finding that more college students at least have some exposure to this style of singing?
Yeah. I don't know about the general public, but our college students definitely. And yeah. You mentioned The Sing-Off, and you know there are several singing shows out there, have been for, you know, decades. But this one in particular, The Sing-Off, which incidentally NBC has chosen to cancel after 3 seasons, in my opinion, by far is the best singing show. I mean, the musicianship required
it's
was amazing.
Yeah.
So one of the arrangements we're doing is Lionel Richie's All Night Long, you know, 1980s hit, and the version that we're doing was sung on The Sing-Off. And so we actually have that version, so we're doing the Sing-Off version on that. So that resonates with the students, and I think perhaps more importantly, it bridges the gap that students see that there's less of a difference between popular music and, you know, the more formal concert music that we do with traditional choral ensembles, and they can understand the mechanism that, you know, singing is singing, good posture, good breathing lead to, you know, strong vocal production. Then it's a matter of just helping them understand the correct style for that genre. And so we hope to draw in more students that way into all types of programs.
The audience will have an opportunity to make a donation and receive a recording of the concert. You know, anyone that would care to make a donation after the concert can order a CD and or a DVD, and we'll be happy to send those out to them as a gift for their donation.
And, of course, this concert, like many of the ones that are presented by ASU Student Ensembles, is free and open to the public.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We enjoy welcoming student groups from high schools, junior highs in the area. We've had students travel in from Highland and Mammoth Spring and, you know, from great distances because they get to hear something here that they don't get to hear anywhere else in their area.
And, of course, great outreach for future ASU students.
Absolutely. you know, every trip we take and every concert we give is a recruitment opportunity for us to reach out to prospective students and their parents, grandparents, so that they have an opportunity to see and hear what is available to them through the music department at ASU.
Dr. Dale Miller is the conductor of the University Singers Men's and Women's Choirs. We've also been speaking with Dr. Kyle Chandler, who leads the jazz vocal ensembles Delta Vox and A-State Vox. These groups will be performing this Tuesday night, November the 6th at 7:30 p.m. in the Fowler Center's Riceland Hall. It is free and open to the public. And more information is at our website, kasu.org. Click on events. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.